and it is available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Shane Ellison. We're going to be talking about the statin drugs. We're going to be talking about so many things going on in medicine today. But, you know, there are a lot of unanswered questions out there. Why is it that one in six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality such as autism or ADD or ADHD or learning disability or all sorts of other reading disabilities? I mean, what's happening to the minds of our children? It never was like that before, and it's not like that in most other countries throughout the world, although it may very well soon be, but right now it's not like that. Why is it that we have in America 60 million people with a sexually transmitted viral disease? I mean, that is either a terrible public health policy or somebody has a different agenda. Why is it that with a sexually transmitted disease like AIDS, which we could have readily controlled early on, we have a 500,000 dead and another million infected just here in America, and of course so many millions, estimated 50 million infected throughout the world, 25, 30 million people already dead. Why is it that we still lose 3 million people every year from malaria, with between 300 and 500 million people infected every year and disabled in tropical countries, when it's very simple to control malaria with DDT, which is safe and effective? And why is it that the health of the American people, comparable groups of men between, say, 54 and 65, or 55 and 64, between American and British males of the same age, they compared 4,000 in Great Britain and 4,000 here, and they both smoked about the same. Only the British drank actually more than the Americans did. And yet, of course, we see twice as much cancer and diabetes in Americans and males, and half again as many heart attacks and strokes. Why are these things happening? We're told we're the healthiest people in the world, and certainly we are much healthier than we used to be, and yet our health seems to be progressively deteriorating. And, I mean, we're told one of the things that's really helping us today is the statin drugs, but has it really significantly decreased the incidence of heart disease when we have half again as much heart disease? Anybody wants to see the article? We have copies of it. It was published in JAMA recently, showing the difference between the health of the average American male and comparable group of males in Great Britain. Is something going on here that we really don't understand? Could it be that there is an organized effort to harm the health of the American people and to destroy the minds of our children? Could anything be that evil unintentionally? Well, with us is Shane Ellison, and Shane has certainly worked in the medical field. He worked for, trying to develop new medicines for one of the major drug companies. Why don't you give a little of your background, Shane, so people know who you are, that you do have a basis in the medical field.
Sure, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me on the show. My background is as an organic chemist, and an organic, simply put, an organic chemist is someone who designs drugs for drug companies. And after obtaining a master's degree in organic chemistry, I went on to work with company known as Eli Lilly. They are the makers of Prozac, and I worked for them, and while I was working for them, I discovered various health myths. Basically, fear was being instilled among the American population in order to sell them drugs. Once I learned this, I abandoned what I call Western medicine and simply dedicated my time to expose these myths to the general public so they could be much healthier and better off financially as well, because we all know what a money pit prescription drugs can be.
And they certainly are expensive. Well, one of the things, Chris, we carry your book on the statin drugs. We'll be carrying your other book as well, the new one you've just written. But let's talk a little bit about statin drugs, because so many people are on statins, and I think it's important that people understand that when your doctor looks in your eyes and says, if you don't take these drugs, you know, you're going to die, your cholesterol is up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of us are going to die. What he's saying is true, but of course, are you going to die because your cholesterol is high? And what is the relationship between high cholesterol and arteriosclerosis? Now, the government's been telling us, oh, there's a causal relationship, and look at these rabbits that we fed the cholesterol to. They never mentioned that they were feeding them trans fats and hydrogenated fats, so the rabbits would eat the cholesterol, and when you took those parts of the fats away and just fed them cholesterol, they didn't develop the arteriosclerosis. So something's wrong with the whole cholesterol myth. But why don't you talk about the myth of the relationship between cholesterol and coronary artery disease and death?
Yes, that is the most important myth that has to be discussed, because we have this huge fear mentality behind cholesterol. People measure their health based on cholesterol levels. And when they go above 200 total cholesterol, what do? Inevitably, they take these things called statin drugs. And when I say statin drugs, I mean drugs like Lipitor, like Pravacol, like Zocor, things like that.
Don't forget Crestor and the blue
Crestor as well. Yes, Crestor as well. And these drugs are the best-selling drugs of all time. And clearly that's reflective of the fear mentality behind cholesterol. I mean, anybody on the street can regurgitate to you their bad cholesterol levels, their good cholesterol levels. But the fact is that there is no such thing as bad and good cholesterol. These things were just rhetorically invented to sell drugs. And if we look at the studies, it's very easy to find out whether or not these drugs are increasing lifespan. You can look at the many studies, these are called the statin drug trials, and what we find is that not a single statin drug trial has increased the lifespan of the users.
Now,
healthy people
who
begin using
it. One of the things they point out, though, is that it seems to decrease non-fatal heart attacks. So how do you address that subject, and why is it that there is a decrease in non-fatal heart attacks in people who are taking statin drugs? Does it have anything to do with lowering the cholesterol, or is there another cause for that?
No, we do see that the drugs obviously plummet the cholesterol levels, but they don't increase lifespan.
Oh, and that's what's so important. You're going to die, you know, at the same rate whether you take those drugs or not. Only you may die of cancer or all sorts of other things. But we'll be back here in just a moment. If cholesterol is needed, I think for that cancer, we'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Shane Ellison, and Shane's written a little book on the statin drugs, and we have several tape sets on the statin drugs. We think it's so important you understand that this is a scam. If you look at the statistics, if you look, for instance, at the advertisement, the insert that Crestor has, and we actually have it out of physician's desk reference, we'll send free of charge to any of our listeners, where it says that this drug does not influence cardiac morbidity or cardiac mortality. Morbidity is death from heart disease, and mortality is the disease itself, in other words, cardiac disease or death from cardiac disease. So if that's true, why are you taking Crestor? So you can get down the blue staircase. If you've seen that on television, you can get your cholesterol lower. And Crestor does lower your cholesterol. But what happens when you lower the cholesterol, which is being produced by the liver to keep your body in homeostasis? In other words, to keep it functioning and functioning right. Because the body wants the correct level of cholesterol for you, what you need. But, of course, we're going to interfere with that because we want to get your numbers down. And when your numbers are down, you're going to feel better. The only trouble is that so many of the people who take these drugs don't feel well. They get all sorts of aches and pains and muscle pains, and they begin not to think so clearly, and they may even begin to have more cardiac problems because the statin drugs are lowering the CoQ10, and the companies know they're going to lower this essential enzyme, but they don't tell the doctors. So now we've got a new disease to treat. Maybe congestive heart failure, because CoQ10 is absolutely necessary for heart muscle function. So now the patient goes into congestive heart failure or begins to get increasingly forgetful or develops a cancer. And there are things, you know, in the scientific studies that show that these drugs, which are taken by so many millions of people, will do all of these things. Shane, you pick up the story.
Yeah, the drugs definitely come with side effects, but if we just focus on the side effects, the drug companies, the medical doctors, the American Heart Association, they're very well at deflecting this argument because they simply tell the patients, you know, heart disease is worse, and if we're going to prevent heart disease, then the benefit exceeds the risk, that risk being what you stated, CoQ10 depletion leading to heart failure, cancer, and of course, forgetfulness or global transient amnesia. These things are all negative side effects, and the benefit doesn't exceed the risk because before I went to break, I told you all the studies showed that not a single statin drug increased lifespan, folks, and this is despite the plummeting cholesterol. So there's one fact showing that cholesterol clearly has no relation to heart disease. But there are many others. We see people who die, those people who died prematurely from heart disease, over half of them have low cholesterol. Furthermore, we have about 100,000 miles of veins, arteries, and capillaries within our body. 100,000 miles. Yet 90% of the time when we get coronary heart disease, it's only the coronary arteries that have plaque. Now, if cholesterol was the issue, this ubiquitous molecule would clog the entire 100,000 miles of arteries, veins, and capillaries. But it doesn't, folks. Something else is going on. Cholesterol is not the issue. And if people take the cholesterol-lowering drugs, there is no benefit whatsoever. It's been proven, period, end of story. They have to look at other causes.
Well, now, certainly there is some anti-inflammatory influence of the cholesterol-lowering drugs, isn't there?
Surely. There are anti-inflammatory properties, and this is an important message because heart disease is a disease of inflammation. Simply put, many diseases are diseases of inflammation. And when we go on a high-dose statin, we see anti-inflammatory properties. And this was noted when people who had heart disease were studied and took the statin drugs. Unfortunately, any benefit gained from the anti-inflammatory properties was negated, of course, by the negative side effect of cholesterol.
And, of course, they also knew that the things like the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, the naproxen and the others, would tend and this is what are we talking about, 2 or 3%?
Yeah, exactly.
The incidence of non-lethal heart attacks?
At best, those people who have heart disease and take high-dose statin drug, we see about a 2-3% decrease in non-fatal heart attacks. But of course, that percentage is offset because of the negative side effect that these people obtain, whether it's heart failure, rhabdomyolysis, or memory loss, things like that. Even cancer is a deadly side effect of these drugs. So it gave scientists new hope, though, because they found they could use anti-inflammatories to prevent or curtail heart disease. And Mother Nature has some amazing anti-inflammatories that, of course, do not come with the negative side effect of lowering cholesterol.
So basically, so much of what we hear just isn't true, but how are they able to convince the American people of that? How do they come up with these statistics? You know, you're going to get a 30%, a decrease in the incidence of heart attacks, and strokes if you take this medicine, and if you don't, you're going to probably die, and we want to give it to you because we want to help your health. I mean, look at the statistics that they quote.
Yeah, the statistics are amazing, and of course, we have billions of people worldwide talking about cholesterol and finding new inventive ways of lowering cholesterol. They're wanting to lower the cholesterol of children. I mean, it's absurd, but here's how the campaign works. The campaign against cholesterol works for three primary reasons. First of all, statistics. I call it statistical contortionism. You could think of it as mathematical contortionism. And basically, to make a very convoluted story, very easy to understand, the drug companies are paying for the studies, and they're paying for the people to interpret the results of these studies. And these people take the statistics, package it up into a beautiful little package, wrapping paper and all, and then they present this to the public. That's statistical contortionism, and it's wrong. It's like hiding evidence. Second, we have direct-to-consumer advertising. Direct-to-consumer advertising is the advertising you hear on television and on the radio. We see the gentleman walking down the blue stairs saying, lower your cholesterol. Over repetition, over time, people fall for this misleading advertising. And then finally, we have ghostwriting. Ghostwriting is simply very good authors who hype the benefits and hide the negative side effects of lowering cholesterol in peer-reviewed medical journals. And then the ghostwriters don't put their name on it. Doctors are paid to put their name on the article. And when their peers read this, they think this doctor is writing the truth about the drugs and the cholesterol campaign, and therefore they adhere to the policy. So you have statistical contortionism, direct-to-consumer advertising, and ghostwriting. And combined, those are the major weapons used to convince people that cholesterol is a deadly poison.
Have you noticed how on the television ads, with so many of the things that they're advertising, they say, ask your doctor if this isn't good for you. Ask your doctor. Well, Of course, then they send their detailed people, men and usually attractive women, around to the doctor to give them all the lies. And, of course, what they do with this mathematical contortionism is they will take the difference between, a placebo trial, maybe one in one trial, if you don't take the disease, take the medication, you'll have a 1% complication rate. If you do take it, you have a 0.5%. That means a 50% improvement, if you take the medication. And, by using statistical contortionism, they can convince you of everything, and yet the difference is a 0.5%. Could you give a couple of really concrete examples of how that's done?
Sure, that's a great example. Just to reiterate, if you have 1% receiving a benefit who use the drug and then only a 0.5% in the people that don't use the drug, well, the absolute risk reduction is really only 0.5%. But if you look at the percentage difference there, you have a 50% difference. And that is the number, the relative risk, the 50%, is the number that's regurgitated all throughout the media. And people think it's the next best thing, since Dairy Queen. 50% reduction, yahoo! If you look at the statin drug trials, you have a 3% who receive benefit, who take the drug, and then you have 1% in the placebo group, and or 2%, and you have a 1% absolute risk reduction. 1% absolute risk reduction. But that 1 out of 3% becomes 33% in the relative risk reduction. Now, if you're a drug salesman, are you going to regurgitate 1% or 33% to the doctors and to the population?
But you see, the doctors really believe it because, the figures are there, but nobody ever asked how they came up with these figures.
Nope, they don't ask how they come up with the figures. All they see is 33%, 33%. And that example comes from Lipitor in the trial known as the Ascot trial. And Lipitor, on the commercials, you'll see them say, Lipitor has been proven to prevent heart attack by 30%. That sounds great. Even to me, that sounds great. But I know that's statistical contortionism at work. That's, in reality, only a 1% difference, 2% versus 3%.
Well, I think it's so important that our listeners understand that we've been scammed. But, of course, there are complications from this. There's, of course, certainly so many of the people who are taking the statin drugs will have ache and pain of their muscles because of the attack of the muscles. Now, rarely you'll get rhabdomyolysis, where, of course, your muscles will break down, the myoglobin gets in the kidneys and it kills you. That doesn't happen very often. That's a rare complication. But certainly, I've heard, from so many people who've been on these drugs that they'll have aches and pains, and then they begin to get forgetful, because cholesterol is absolutely essential for the function of your brain.
The most important molecule in the brain is cholesterol.
And of course, it lowers your sex hormones, because your sex hormones come from cholesterol. It lowers the motility of the sperm, and it's a great agent to use as far as decreasing the fertility of couples. It certainly attacks the male. And then, of course, so what was that Pravacol study that showed an increase in the incidence of cancer? Was that Pravacol?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I believe it was, if you look at the raw numbers, we had 12 to 15 people in the group receiving the drug had a cancer, and only one or two people who didn't receive the drug were shown to have cancer. So that came out to a relative risk reduction of about 1,500%.
Sure. So, there was this, but of course they tried to minimize this. They said, we're dealing with thousands of people, so, what is 12 cancers? But they don't tell you that. And that's...
Yeah, they don't tell you that, and that was a statistical association they found, and as time went on, scientists looked further into that phenomenon of statin drugs causing cancer, and what they found was that the statin drugs at higher dosages were causing, and these are the dosages that are prescribed, was mimicking a growth factor in the body known as vascular endothelial growth factor, or for short, we'll just say VEGF. And they found that these statin drugs were mimicking VEGF, and VEGF therefore was acting as, or the VEGF mimic was acting as cancer fertilizer. So anyone taking a statin drug is literally creating an environment in their body conducive to cancer growth. And that's been proven time and time again. And then you also mentioned a very important side effect that most people forget about, and it's forgetfulness. We talked about, we'll come back to that.
All right, we'll get back to it in just a moment here with Shane Ellison.
Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooters, your supplier of both new and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns and inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
Well, understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Shane Ellison. And we're talking about the tragic situation that exists today, where so many people are being put on a medication that is not going to help them at tremendous expense. And if you look at the scientific papers, and Shane, where can, of course, I hope many people want to get your book through our ministry, but where else can people get information on the statin drugs? Do you have any website or other sources of information?
Yep, I'll go ahead and give you some websites. I'll give you two very good websites. So grab your pens. The first website would be known as the International Network for Cholesterol Skeptics. And that is a panel of scientists worldwide who are helping educate the public about these dangers. That website is www.thinkingaboutdiet.org. thinks.org, thincs.org. And then my personal website is healthmyths.net. That's health and myths, MYTHS.net. And, of course, everything we're talking about and then lots more is in my book, Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs, which they can get from the Radio Liberty Network.
And we have a four-tape set on that as well. Well, now you have a new book. Tell me, because I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but we're going to be carrying it because your work's been so good in the past. What is in the new book, and what's the title of it?
Yeah, the new book is Health Myths Exposed, second edition. And in the second edition, I preface it with the fact that, you know, more than a book, it's a movement. And it's a movement away from obscure, you know, complicated health ideas that are promoted by drug companies and Western medicine, and more towards common sense health. And what I mean by common sense health is just simply, you know, achieving vibrant health through nutrition and lifestyle habits. And in the book, I talk about the top 10, what I feel to be the deadliest health myths of all time. And I talk about, you know, myth number one is that FDA-approved drugs are safe and effective. And in this, I talk about the history of the FDA and their track record of approving dangerous drugs and letting these medications go to be distributed to the population despite their known dangers. I talk about myth number two, that drug approval is based on science. It's not based on science. It's based on hype. And I talk about how the drug companies took over the FDA and how the FDA is simply a lapdog for Big Pharma. Myth number three, I talk about drug advertising promotes health awareness and how drug advertising is simply designed to turn healthy people into patients. Myth number four is that pharmaceuticals improve the quality of human life. We find that despite, and you prefaced prefaced our radio show this morning with this fact, that the U.S. uses more drugs than any country worldwide, yet we rank at the bottom of the ladder in terms of health relative to other industrialized companies. We are basically just sick, 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 and we just use more and more medications. And I talk about how these drugs are killing an estimated 200,000 people per year, and that this trend's been going on for 30 years. And for the other myths, they'll just have to look at the book. I know you guys will be carrying it, and they can come to you and get this fantastic book and, you know, get a book for their doctor as well.
And I think that the doctors want to do a good job, but they're dependent upon the drug companies for their information on the statin drugs, and the drug companies for their information on high blood pressure drugs, medications, the doctors are pushing fluoride. They will tell you that fluoride is absolutely essential. Anybody who doesn't want water fluoridation is some sort of a kook. And yet, people only have to go to the website of the doctors, the physicians, the scientists, the engineers who work for the Environmental Protection Agency. Their website is NTEU280.org, NTEU280.org. That's the National Treasury Employers Union 280.org, and it actually represents, I think, 11 different unions that represent these employees of the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, pleading to stop water fluoridation because it's killing people, it's promoting cancer, and not a word of this gets out in the controlled media. How can we maintain a free society when the media is controlled by the same people who are controlling the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies and this overall scam that's poisoning the American people? Could this really be true? Well, I challenge you to go to their website, NTEU280.org, NTEU280.org. Pull down everything there. Read it through three times. Make copies. Take it to your doctor and say, have you been lied to? Once we can get people to begin to understand the media is controlled, and with that control of everything else, control of our reality, once people can understand that, Then they'll begin to question everything. You've got to break through the veneer. You've got to get them thinking. How are we going to get them thinking, Shane?
That's a great question. How can we get the population thinking? You know, the first thing they need to do is what you're saying is they need to ignore the media and they need to formulate thoughts and ideas on their own based on the research. Based on the research. And they need to ask questions. People need to ask questions, especially to their doctor. I mean, there's nothing more important than your health. And if your doctor's prescribing a drug, you need to ask questions. And you need to seek alternatives, because there are plenty out there. You need to read. I know your website, Dr. Stan, has a myriad of resources for continuing education, some great books, and people need to think for themselves. Don't let the media set your mindset.
Well, I think this is so important. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Shane, give us a call. At 970-685-8255. I haven't given it so long. 970-689-8255. 970-685-8255. Anyway, 689-8255. Give us a call, and we'd love to get your thoughts, your questions, for Shane.
And before we took a break earlier, I was bringing up the fact that the cholesterol-lowering drugs are skewing people's memory or simply erasing it, especially the short-term memory. It's a very important note that these drugs, you know, cholesterol within the brain acts like a coating for your electrical wire. Okay, cholesterol acts as a coating for your electrical, like electrical wire has a rubber coating on it. And this is known as the myelin sheath within the brain. And if we decrease our cholesterol with a cholesterol-lowering drug, then what happens is we cause that myelin sheath to break down, and the electrical message in our brain can no longer be sent, and we become forgetful. Long-term, this develops clinically into Alzheimer's, and this is a real and present, very real and present danger that's being ignored by the media.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. The cholesterol is one of the most important molecules in our body, and we're poisoning ourselves with this death drug. We'll be right back here on the American Freedom Network. Give us a call.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Shane Ellison. His books, of course, Health Myths Exposed, which we will be carrying, and the book on statin drugs. And it's really important that you understand. If you can get people to understand that they're lying about this, then what else are they lying about? And it's not that the doctors don't want to do what's right for you. They're not getting the truth from their medical journals, which are very often financed by the advertisers who produce these drugs, by their medical organizations, that usually very often people are planted there to push these ideas, and as a result, the doctor is not getting the information because he's not hearing what you're hearing this morning. But Shane's gone through all of the various studies, and of course our good friend Bill Sardi has gone through them, and Carolyn Dean has gone through them, and Russell Blaylock's gone through them, and there are websites up there that you can check this out. There are pretty scientists throughout the world who are trying to get the American people to realize that you're being systematically poisoned by taking these drugs and lowering your cholesterol, and there's a normal homeostasis. You should be having an adequate level of cholesterol. As you get older, you need the cholesterol. And people with the higher cholesterols usually are much healthier than those with the much lower cholesterols. So what are they doing? They're lowering your cholesterol. And you're walking down in your mind that spiral blue staircase. Isn't it wonderful? My cholesterol is getting lower and lower. But why am I feeling so much worse? And so, Shane, haven't you heard this complaint from people who are on the statin drugs that they get all these aches and pains?
I hear it every day, and unfortunately, for select few, they never go away, even when they abstain from the drugs. And I think you just said the most important statement of this phone call, and it's very important that our listeners galvanize this message, is that what we find is that those people with higher cholesterol, literally, now this is the antithesis of what we're told in the media and our doctors, but the higher your cholesterol, the more suited for survival, because those with high cholesterol live longer than those with low cholesterol. And when I say low cholesterol, I mean 200 to 170. And when I say high cholesterol, I'm talking about from 250 to 350. These people with total cholesterol levels of 350 are better suited for survival than those people with total cholesterol levels of 170. And that is what the studies have found over the last 100 years. And this is well documented in my book, The Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs. And it also talks about then how to truly avoid heart disease completely naturally.
And so I think people understand that, you know, when I went to medical school, why the normal upper limits of cholesterol was, you know, about 230, but actually, before that, it was up to 280, and you can look at the older textbooks, and this was considered a perfectly normal cholesterol. But how can you sell cholesterol-lowering drugs if the doctors think that cholesterol is all right to have? You got to do these studies. The original studies were done on rabbits. I saw them, and you could just see those arteries closing down because of the wicked cholesterol. They didn't tell you that they were treating them all these hydrogenated trans fats that, you know, at the same time, and when they took those out of the diet and just fed the poor old rabbits the cholesterol, their arteries didn't narrow. And then when they gave them the hydrogenated fats, their arteries did narrow, and that was what the culprit was. And in many ways, you're better off eating butter than you are the margarines and other things. Why would anybody give us false information? Well, aren't there too many people in the world? Medicare is going to collapse before long because there's not enough money. 11 years from now, why the Social Security Fund runs out of money. In other words, they'll be taking in less than they're going to be putting out. They're going to have to go to that filing cabinet that contains the Social Security fund. And, of course, when you open up the fund filer folder, what are there? There are a lot of IOUs from the government. from a government that doesn't have any money. And, of course, that's part of the national debt, is your future Social Security payments. And believe me, the whole system's going to collapse. What are we going to do? Well, if we didn't have so many older people, oh, no, that couldn't possibly. Nobody would be that crass or indifferent to human suffering to sell us drugs that are really harmful to our health, or would they? Would they really fluoridate our water? Why is it that the recent study, and any of you want to see it, if you can't find it, well, we'll be glad to send you a copy, shows that the people in Great Britain are so much healthier, males are, than people here in the United States. And we have twice the cancer and twice the diabetes and half the heart attacks and half the strokes in Great Britain that they do here in the United States. What's the difference between the two communities? Well, of course, they don't get all the statin drugs over there, but one thing is they sure don't fluoridate their water. They don't want to poison their people. How could they have a scam like that in America, where the AMA and the ADA and all your dentists and all your doctors and the entire media say that water fluoridation is good, when no European country except, I think, 10% of Great Britain and Ireland are fluoridated? All the rest of the countries over there have given it up because they know how harmful it is. Either we're right, they're wrong, or they're right and we're wrong, and compare American people with the people in Great Britain where they don't fluoridate the water. And if you read the book we carry called The Fluoride Deception, it points out that in Newburgh, New York, where they compared with Kingston, New York, Newburgh was fluoridated. Kingston was not. In Newburgh, they had twice the incidence of heart disease, but they tell you water fluoridation is perfectly safe, and it's so effective. And it is effective if that is your agenda. Our number 970-689-8255 if you have a question. Oh, we're just about out of time, Shane. I guess we won't take any calls. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
I do, and that is, if people want to truly avoid heart disease, they need to let their cholesterol levels go up. Inevitably, as we get older, it's going to go up. But if they want to protect heart disease, they need to abstain from eating trans fats and sugar. End of story, and increase their vitamin C intake.
Lots of vitamin C. God bless. Thanks so much, James. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
the American Freedom Network are here. Now, if you'd like to get Shane's book, it's only $9.95. It's inexpensive. Plus shipping. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and it's on statin drugs. The guest is Shane Ellison, and the book is on statin drugs. Then, of course, the health myths exposed. We haven't told our exchange about that, but we will be carrying it. It's an expensive book as well. I can't give you the exact price on it, but, Shane's material is great. We have a great 4-tape set on statin drugs. You need to listen to it several times. You need to go to the websites. You need to get the material from scientists throughout the world and take it to your doctor and say either they're telling the truth or the people that are telling you that the material you put out is telling the truth, but somebody is lying. Either these things are beneficial, either there's this great beneficial effect, or there is not. And just because everybody says it's true, does that really mean it's true? Your doctor has to learn. I think the easiest way to get to them is with that material on the fluoride. Remember the website, NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. Pull down all of the articles. They're not that difficult. If you don't have access to the Internet, all right, we will provide them for you. We'll have to charge you for it. It's well worthwhile. It's not that expensive. And you need to have the information from the engineers and the scientists and the lawyers who work for the Environmental Protection Agency, who are trying to get out the information across America that we're poisoning the people with the fluoride, and not a word of that gets in the controlled media. How could that be? Because they control the media. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, available from Radio Liberty. That's The New Media Monopoly. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you have not yet seen my talk on planned population reduction, is it available on video or DVD? Planned population reduction. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. My video on population control, our 4-tape set on population control, our four-tape set on genocide, or why do we still have cancer, or on Laetrol. Yeah, the original studies on Laetrol showed that it was worked. Other things have worked better than that today, admittedly, but the original studies showed that it was certainly as good as chemotherapy. And I talked to the number one man at the NCI, National Cancer Institute, in charge of chemotherapy research. His name was Dean Burke, and he said, this works a lot better than chemotherapy, and you don't get so sick that they're suppressing this. And I said to him, what about the studies back at the Sloan Kettering Institute that showed that the Laetrol wasn't effective? And he said they fixed the studies because they didn't want it. Well, why would anybody do that? Then you need, of course, to hear our 4-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Dennegan tells about what he heard Dr. Richard Day, who was the chief of medical consultant for Planned Parenthood, the talk that Richard Day gave back in 1969, where he said there are too many people in the world. We're going to create new diseases to kill them off. We are going to suppress the treatment for cancer. We're going to keep it locked up at the Rockefeller Center. And that it all ties into the Rockefellers. And, of course, they created the Trilateral Commission, and you know what their logo is, trilateral.org. It's a circle with three circles. Six joined together in the middle, right upside down, broken down. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and